The Lower Merion School District in Montgomery County is known for its students' high test scores and its homeowners' high property values. But it's the district's fiscal hijinks that are grabbing headlines, as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports.
A Montgomery County judge finds that Lower Merion officials repeatedly fudge their annual budget in order to justify tax increases and circumvent state law. This unusual case started when a lawyer, Arthur Wolk, noticed his tax bill climbing.
So I said, this strikes me as something that really needs a hard look.
Wolk discovered a pattern. Lower Merion would project a deficit every year, but end with a surplus. State law prohibits school districts from raising taxes more than 2.4% unless they can prove that special education or pension costs threaten to put them in the red. Wolk argued in court that the district was misrepresenting its finances in order to convince the state that it needed more money. And on Monday, a Common Pleas judge agreed.
The school district is involved in basically a theft of the taxpayer property. I mean, they just think it's something they can just take as much as they want from the taxpayer, and they can't. They're going to have to follow the law, and I'm going to be the person who makes sure they do.
The judge ordered Lower Merion to rescind a 4.44% tax hike it had already implemented for the current fiscal year. He didn't say whether the district would have to refund taxpayers for past increases. Since 2006, property taxes in the district have climbed 53%, according to court records. District officials say they plan to appeal the decision and that the end-of-year balances were the result of good money management, not deceit. Multiple experts approached for this story say they knew of no other cases where a Pennsylvania taxpayer successfully challenged a school district hike. Districts have leaned more heavily on local taxpayers in recent years as the state has reduced education funding. I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.